Ladies and gentlemen, it's the time once again for the Andy and Amanda Show. It's the free flowing Freaky Friday program. Starring in the UK, deep inside the UK, overlooking, we're not quite sure, overlooking something. Amanda Love. And in Los Angeles, California, in our Hollywood studios, overlooking Rocky the Squirrel and Mutt and Jeff Blue Jay Birds, Andy Kimball. I'm joining the show as Andy and Amanda discuss topics such as sex, intimacy, romance, love. Okay, some other things too. What? We don't know. Maybe the news. Yes, politics. The weather. Call the show. 515-605-9888. So at least they have something to talk about. Call now. Lines are open. 515-605-9888. It's the Andy and Amanda Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Andy. What? We have.
You are. I think. You sound like him.
We have Amanda. I'm not Amanda. Yeah. We have Amanda in the UK.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
So introduction expressed, and I'm here in California, in the USA, and this is the Andy and Amanda Show. You've tuned into the greatest place to be on internet radio, if you're anywhere on internet radio, if you even tune into internet radio. Some do. We know some people are listening to us all over the world.
Yeah.
Yes, and we are here to greet you and to talk to you, so dial that number.
Hopefully entertain you.
Hopefully.
How are you doing, Mr. Kimball?
Doing all right. And how about yourself? How are you?
I'm fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
You sound remarkably better than even you did last time with your cold.
Yeah, I've still got a bit of a cough. And like I said, my glands are still swollen. So I don't know what's going on. But if it keeps up for, another week or two, I shall pop back to the doctors and say, yo, it's been like 8 weeks, and my glands are still up. What's going on? Check me out. That's unusual, isn't it? I've never had anything like it. It's bizarre.
It's crazy.
I don't know
what it is. I think it's a flu.
Yeah.
I think it's.
I think it's got to be something like that. So, I'm one of these people that can write out any kind of illness or condition, but this is literally knocked me sideways with how long it's been going on for,
as a matter of fact, we have somebody here expressing what is the worst part about not feeling well?
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donut.
Very true. Excuse to eat some ice cream, because, come on.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love ice cream anyway? So when you're like sore throat and stuff, it's like, let's have the ice cream.
Yes.
What
is your favorite flavor ice cream?
Ooh, that's a tough one because I like so many. Okay, so, excuse me. I tend to go for a mint choc chip because that's always a good one.
I like that
quite
too.
Refreshing.
Yes. God, yeah, I'm going to do that right now. You just got
the
me.
The palate. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to like Ben and Jerry's, I like the fudge brownie one. Is it a chocolate fudge brownie? Oh, well, my goodness, I go nuts for that. And the cookie dough one's nice. I used to like the fish food and the chunky monkey. There's so many, aren't there? I mean, there's more flavors in the US than there are in the UK, I'm sure. But, you can't beat a bit of Ben and Jerry's. But over here, we've got a brand called Kelly's. Irish, sorry. Kelly's.
Well, Kelly, Kelly's a nice Irish name.
Clotted cream. So it comes from Cornwall at the bottom of the UK. And it's a very creamy, thick ice cream, which is absolutely gorgeous. Not the stuff that kind of melts like water at the moment you put it on your tongue. So incredible. Anyway, that's a great
story. That sounds like
quite
the ice cream.
We choose truth over facts.
Yeah, that sounds. We have. Do you have Ben and Jerry's there? Do you have Ben and Jerry's?
Oh yeah, I love Ben and Jerry's. Like I said, we do.
I remember.
Them and, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. I remember when they first. You know, they're from Vermont, United States, up north, and Ben and Jerry started the company there too. Like brothers. Are they brothers? I don't know.
I think they were, right? Yeah,
Ben and Jerry, and I used to go to, they used to sponsor the Newport Folk Festival, and I used to go every year to Newport. It was the Ben and Jerry's Newport Folk Festival, and they had Ben and Jerry's booths all over the place, and that's where they would introduce a lot of their new flavors, and they'd fly all these, you know, anti-war, and, you know, they're very left-leaning company, environmental company, and they, it was a great, great atmosphere they created there at the Newport Folk Festival. And I remember the year they introduced fish food. If you had that flavor yet, fish food is amazing.
Fish food.
And also, really good. And also another one was vanilla caramel chocolate swirl, something like that.
Oh, yes. I tried that one. That was gorgeous.
Really good. Really good. Yeah.
What's They've the one that had expensive. The great big caramel, like chunk of caramel in the middle?
Chunky
it's
monkey?
Kind of like a
Chunky
volcano
monkey? Is that Chunky Monkey?
Thing.
We have called one. You might know. I think we have... Coming through is Uncle Ike. What the hell? he's got an ice cream. Uncle Ike's ice cream. It's coming as Uncle Ike's ice cream. I guess he's going to compete with Ben and Jerry. Let's get this guy on. Let's see. I don't know who this is. Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Let's get him on. Hello?
Hey. What's up? How you doing? What's so motherfucking funny? What's so funny?
You, my dude.
I came on the show to get. I just want to ask you a question.
Okay,
go ahead.
For it.
What's the name of the show?
Yeah. The Andy and Amanda show. The Andy and Amanda show.
I must have made a mistake. I meant to call Power 99.
Up here, I got a message about you, Ike's ice cream, Uncle Ike's ice cream. Are you developing an ice cream line or a clothesline? Is it maybe?
Let me tell you about my ice cream. And it's called chocolate chip melt, but I can't do it because it sounds racism. But it's gonna be white on the outside and black on the
outside. That sounds like the perfect combination to me.
Did I hear Catholic chip? Chocolate chip. There's a Catholic chip.
Excuse me, what's your name again?
Well, I'm Andy. Andy.
And
that's Amanda.
Andy. Okay, Amanda. Okay, cool. So, ask that question again.
The ice cream, is it called Catholic chip, do you say? Your ice cream?
How can I have ice cream for that when I'm an atheist? What the
It would definitely sell.
Oh, yes, that's the bell. Yes, upside down cross, I guess. I don't know. But nice talk to you. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Good
luck calling Power 99. Yeah, bye. Thank you for calling.
What a guy.
Uncle likes ice cream? Wait, he's making a chocolate chip ice cream or something? Uncle likes ice cream, folks. I guess that Ben and Jerry's call that inspired this guy. A message came up about Uncle Ike's ice cream.
I would
probably buy that. Uncle Ike's ice cream.
It's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Uncle Ike's ice cream. That's kind of like, I can see a nice little place set up. everybody, like all families and stuff, going in. Yeah, I'm like, that's friendly.
Got,
I like that.
I think our boss is calling. Uh-oh. He might be pissed.
Okay.
Do we do anything wrong with that last call? I think we did okay.
I don't know.
Let's find out. Wait a minute. Hello? Hello?
Yo. I call Power 99. And they just pick up. You guys. Hey. So it's the weekend. What are you guys playing? If I'm going to ask.
Well, I'm going to get me some chocolate mint chip ice cream.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah.
What color is the chip?
What do you think? Black.
Oh, my God. I got to go. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Oh.
I want some of that Uncle Light's ice cream. We need it over here in the UK, like, prompt. I want to try.
Oh, too much. Oh, my God.
Wait, is he gone?
Yeah. Hmm? He's gone. He went.
Oh,
yeah, he left. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, you know, we have a exciting weekend happening here in the United States, if you're into football, that is. We have the sixth NFL wild card playoff games, which is the games that lead up eventually to whoever is going to play in the Super Bowl. And there's some good games. We have Seattle Seahawks playing the San Francisco Giants. My pick is going to San Francisco Giants. What am I saying? That's baseball. Yeah, we have the Seahawks playing the Giants baseball team. Yeah, that's going to go over
big.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah, we have the Seahawks playing the San Francisco 49ers. We have the New York Giants. Okay, who am I picking? We'll go over them in a minute, but I'm picking the 49ers. We have New York Giants, Minnesota Vikings. I'm picking the Vikings. Chargers, my hometown, Los Angeles Chargers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I would probably give the Jaguars the edge. I want the Chargers to win the game. They're here in Los Angeles. That's my base. So I want my hometown team to win this, obviously.
Yeah.
But in my gut, I kind of feel the Jaguars might pull this out. But we will see. I'll be rooting for the Chargers. We'll be seeing. The Baltimore Ravens versus the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to go for the Bengals. Last year's Super Bowl champs. I think they're going to come to the calling and step up to the plate and make it happen again. I don't think they're going to go all the way, but I think they'll win this wild card game. Miami versus Buffalo. Buffalo Bills, obviously, that's a no-brainer. Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh, and, of course, Buffalo is the player, of course, that had a cardiac arrest in the field and hospital, blah, blah, blah. The whole nation was supporting the team, that guy. And
wow.
That's a whole, incredible. But, cardiac, he had to get CPR on the field. Somebody crashed into him with his helmet when he was making a tackle. Yeah, you heard about it over there, I guess, right? Yeah.
Actually, no, I didn't.
Nope.
I mean, I'm sure it's been reported here, but.
Yeah, he's tackling somebody on an offensive player. He's a defensive safety. And
right.
Which is a player that goes after the guys who deep down who catch the long passes. You know, these guys are fast and they go after those guys in the secondary. And somebody went into his chest with his helmet at the rate, and this can happen just at the split second where it's most inappropriate to do so. I mean, the heart boom, 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 boom. There's one phase in that rhythm where if you interrupt or you hit the heart right at that particular point, the heart can stop, go out of swing. And so he made that tackle. He stood up and he collapsed on the field with no pulse. And,
my goodness.
And the game was canceled. The whole country was on edge. And the broadcast continued.
I
mean,
bet.
The rest of the guy at the hospital was just incredible. I can go back over that again in a minute. Let me finish these scores here. My predictions, excuse me. Wish they were scores. But Buffalo, Miami, I'm giving that to the Bills. I think they're on fire, especially since that incident. Miami is looking real good. You got to congratulate them on getting into the playoffs for the first time, I think, in a lot of years. I think since 2000 and... 7 or 8 or somewhere around there, I think maybe longer. I don't know. But anyway, it's been a long time. I have it in front of me, obviously. I'm giving that to the Buffalo Bills. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady versus the Dallas Cowboys. Come on, Tom Brady. You gotta knock Dallas out of this thing. Tampa's gotta get knock Dallas out. Will they?
That's a question. That is a question.
Wait,
wow.
How to put money
I hope that guy's
on that game.
Gonna be okay though.
Yeah, he's okay. They released him from the hospital.
Oh, he is.
And you should have seen them play their last game. They played Look at me. You know who they play. I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, the last game, Buffalo, Bengals, right? I think, yeah.
Right.
I think Bengals. But anyway, the very first opening kickoff, the Buffalo punt returner returned the ball all the way down the field for 101-yard touchdown. I mean, they were on fire, you know, and they all wore the number 3 on their uniforms, you know.
Quite a story. Okay.
Yeah, it's incredible. But anyway, Dallas-Tampa, I hate to say it, but I think Dallas is going to do it. I hope Tampa does. Yeah, so I got two games. I got Baltimore. I got Jacksonville. Where am I at? Jacksonville Chargers. Jacksonville Jaguars versus L.A. Chargers. I want the Chargers to win. Jaguars might win. Tampa Bay, Dallas. I want Tampa Bay to win. Dallas might win. So those two games are my you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Better
you know,
than
we'll you. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope you know. I'll be watching football. I know that. I know. Hold on a minute. I think he's back. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Cornell?
Hey, Mr. Cornell, hey,
how you doing? How's everybody? Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we're doing fine here.
Ike was here.
He's been here a while. He's got an ice cream now, and I think he's. I read something about him also having a clothesline coming out soon. He's going to have a clothesline.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think it's clothesline. I think so. I think it's starting with T-shirts, but at least it's something. Mm-hmm.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard that you bought a whole pack of T-shirts at Target. And they
clothing. Yeah, we invite anybody to call in, like Uncle Ike did, like Cornell. Here's our number to get involved in the show.
330-330-330. Or 303-330.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda.
Yes.
Guys, it's been a long time. Great to be on the show again.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, my darling. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back. I tell you, losing my voice for that long, everybody else was happy but me, you know? So, I couldn't wait to get back, start speaking normally again. It was awful. But here I am, happy, smiling, beating some Haribo. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
How's you, my bro?
I'm doing great, man. I'm maintaining. I'm in traffic right now on my way to home, to the studio, and just been here just cooling out with you guys on a radio show. And what an amazing guy. But that guy... kind of loco, man. He's kind of crazy. That guy, oh, my God. What do you think about him, Andy?
We want to know? Fantastic.
I think he's cool.
All good.
I think he's cool.
I think he's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he brings like, that Ike's ice cream, I'll be like, yeah. Get over
it. Yeah. No, I really think... yeah, he's quite a character.
From?
Quite a character. Quite a character.
Yeah, see.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Are you going to be watching football this weekend, Cornell? Are you going to be watching football?
Well, actually, I'm going to see the movie that just came out called The Devil's Conspiracy.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Mm.
I've not heard of that.
It's the opposite of the Passion of Christ.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to see there. My wife kicked me out the house, so I'm going to the movies. But you know, I always watch football, you know, during the Super Bowl, but I'm really not a sports fan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know me.
I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Whatever
you say. When sports comes on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. well, football. You know, football's. You know, you got that injury in the we were just talking about in Buffalo. It's really, it's declared like almost like an unsafe sport these days. I mean, not only injuries while these guys are playing, but as they, you know, they're in their 20s and half of them retire before they're 30 or in their 30s, early 30s, and they have a long life ahead of them, and they have, you know, all sorts of aches and pains and issues and brain injuries, and all these things are happening from these professional football players. You got to wonder.
You cannot do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You know, I think it'd be a fun event to see, like, three different types of major teams swap sports. Like, so, like, the NFL playing baseball, basketball playing the NFL, you know, like a specific, like, team. I just feel like this fun, like, even for, like, a charity thing, that'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
What
do
you think?
Whatever happened to hockey? Do anybody watch hockey?
No, I don't.
No.
I never know.
He's a dry human, like, no. Hell
no. I think it's underrated.
Hell no.
I think it's underrated because in the UK, we hear more about the NFL and basketball than we do baseball and hockey. So I think it's quite underrated. But I know it's like a huge deal there just as much as the other sports, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I like football. The reason why I also like sports, you know, athletes coming out of college, because it gives an opportunity for so many people who are just born athletes. I mean, I think to be a professional athlete, I mean, you develop skill and you're trained and you play, but so much of this, of that skill, you're born with it. I mean, a lot of these really top-notch players, I mean, they just have something that most of the population just doesn't have, you know? And it's wonderful that in the college level, and in the high school level, too, you know, that's where it begins, really, I guess. They're provided that opportunity to take these skills and nurture them and continue and you interview a lot of these folks. And we should even get a couple on the show, which I'm sure we can do, is they'll tell you that they just cannot see life without football or base, whatever the sport is, you know, but especially in football, because, you know, these guys just get beat the hell out there every single week for 18 weeks now, you know, or 17 to buy. But they get just absolutely, you know, holy crap. I mean, look what these guys have in the trenches. It's a violent game, very violent game. And you interview them and these players and they say, you know what, just cannot see life without it. It just who I am, what I do. This is the deal. Football is who I am, you know. And some of them will say, and you've heard this too, it's me and the Lord Jesus, football and the Lord Jesus. Okay, I don't know if Jesus made that touchdown, but whatever you say. Yep. But anyway,
Jesus made the touchdown.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus makes touchdowns. You know, and he also he also throws amazing passes. Incredible.
I never knew. How is it possible?
Yeah. That's amazing. The God just, you know, God must move his hand down the field like a chess, like somebody moving a pawn on a chessboard, and just kind of marches him down the field and scores a touchdown.
Incredible. Incredible.
Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
give me just a moment. I need to grab some throat sweets because my throat is acting up. Just bear with me. 2 seconds.
Yes.
All our lights gonna go off tonight because it's gonna be a lightning storm just in your house.
Oh God! So you know,
we are in trouble.
Hey, I'm just kind of recapping these NFL. You know, this is weekend number one for the wild card playoffs, as we were saying before, and. One of my hometown teams, of course, the Rams almost made it, but
I'm
not
back.
Quite. Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Amanda. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Dylan Cornell, we have the hometown Los Angeles Chargers in the playoffs. Usually it's the Rams. This time it's the Chargers. Right. We have two NFL teams in our town here, and we had none before. We went from none to two. The Chargers play the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I think that's going to be a hell of a game. When's that even on? That's on Saturday at 8:15 on the East Coast. That game is on NBC on Saturday night. And it's going to be the game in which the winning team, I think, is going to have to score a whole lot of points in that game. It's all about the quarterbacks. And they're both going to make some things happen. Justin Herbert for the Chargers has been amazing. Trevor Lawrence, they're both making their first playoff start. Neither one has been in the playoffs before. and
oh,
it's going to be
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And you know, I think you'll see a lot of touchdown passes being thrown in that game. I think I think the balance is going to be in the air more than on the ground on that game. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm predicting based on who these quarterbacks are and what these teams have done.
Yeah.
And the Chargers also have a great receiver by the name of Keenan Allen. If those of you have seen or not, maybe not seen, but he's incredible. He's caught 10 of 13 targets for 7 of first down conversions. That's going to play a lot. You know, you got to get that first down conversion on the third down. You got to make it happen. And this team can make it happen. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm thinking, I don't know. Percentage-wise, Jacksonville seems like I would give them a 60 to 65% odds in winning that game, which
okay.
is, you know, right?
So yeah.
Somewhere right around there. But that's going to be I want to talk about that game because it's my hometown team. And we have a lot of New Yorkers on the show. I think we have people in New York listening to the show. They're going to be playing the Vikings. That's going to be another exciting game. And I think the Vikings are going to win that game by about the same percentage points, about 3.5 to 4 points, comes up to about 60% thereabouts. I think you're going to see the Vikings right around 26 to 28, and I think you're going to see the Giants 17 to 20. That's my prediction on that game. It'll be interesting to see how – I remember when the football season first started and I was making picks, and I got so many of them right. I wish I had money. I don't bet. I don't gamble. But, you know, I've been picking these games pretty good lately. I've been doing pretty well on my picks, you know. Should put some money
on Andy's NFL predictions.
Yes. Dallas, Tampa Bay, I want to talk about that just for a minute because we have Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's been there, done that so many times with the Patriots and even Super Bowl champ with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs defense held the Cowboys to about 71, I think it was 70, early 70s, low 70s, 71, that's the number, 71 rushing yards in week number one.
Wow.
Dallas has been held under 100 yards rushing for the last, for four times this whole season. And for Tampa getting a defensive tackle by the name of Vita Vey, back this week. He was an incredible defensive player. It could go a long way in replicating that performance that they had in week one. Dak Prescott, one-dimensional quarterback, very talented, very accurate of the Dallas Cowboys. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But I think Tom Brady, you know what, rethinking, I said, I want the Tampa to win, but I think Dallas is going to. I'm thinking Tom Brady. He's been there so many times. And, you know, a player of his caliber and his talent, his ability, and his how smart of a player he is, not just his athletic ability, but how smart he is, I think he's going to step up to the plate and make this happen, and I hope he does. We'll see. They've had a rough year. They barely made it in Tampa, Tom Brady. And a lot of people are scratching their heads saying, would you retire already? Would you please retire? There's rumor out there that he's going to come back next year. And he might even come back with the Las Vegas Raiders, formerly the Oakland Raiders. He might even come back on that team, and Tampa might be done with them. I mean, they have not had a great year. I mean, they're in the playoffs, so I guess, hey, if you're in the playoffs, you've had a pretty good year. But respectively,
yeah.
Thinking of who they were and what they had when they had Gronkowski, they had Gronkowski, as his receiver, which he was with the Patriots as well, and the two of them came down to Tampa and lit it up and went to the Super Bowl. And Gronk retired when Brady also retired, but Brady said, hey, I'm going to get a divorce and come on back. And he's not having such a great time, compared to
Brady. I must say, Brady is a hell of a quarterback.
Amazing quarterback. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. But I don't think he's the best in the game today. I think he was. I think he should have. I think when he retired, he should have retired and not come back.
He seems like a poor sport. He don't like to lose.
No. But we'll see what happens. Facts that we should know. The Cowboys rank second in both pass and rush win rate and sack rate. And they finished first in pressure percentage, pressuring the quarterback. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers ranked 24th in the same in around the same categories in the 20s.
Wow.
So we have to see some fancy play-action passes for Tom Brady, I think. We'll have to see some I think we'll see some good running from the Cowboys. I think Dak Prescott's going to, you know, hit some targets out. It's going to be an interesting game. I don't know. I hope Tampa wins. I think the Cowboys are going to win. If Tampa wins,
okay,
it's going to be like 27-24, 27-20, something like that. If the Cowboys win, it's going to be like 30-17.
Oh.
Something. That's my prediction.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
For our New Yorkers out there, for our New York Giants fans, I know you are out there, and you're saying, what's Andy talking sports for? What the hell does he know? You know, he's talking about guitar. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a mm-hmm. huge football fan, just so if those of you who know. I am from Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. I bleed Eagles green, right? I'm all Ooh. About the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, Philadelphia Eagles – ended their season. Huh, God, a couple rough games when Jalen Hurts went out with their substitute Mitchell Bishy came in there. Mitchell came in and did well for, you know, but not as good as, you know, kind of you know, they did lose both games that he was in. Then, you know, of course, the Eagles played their final game against the Giants, and the Giants really didn't care. They put their second and third stringers in there to save their you know, injuries from happening, so they show off their best ability in the playoffs. So the Eagles handily won that game. But even then, against the Giants' second and third stringers, they did not look that good. And this is a team that was 13-1 before they lost to the Cowboys, and then they lost to the Saints.
Wow.
Yeah. And okay. Mitchell did a good job in the Cowboys game. I mean, people were saying, you know, he was good. You know, they just made some mistakes that killed. They could have won that game. They got some penalties and things that made them lose. They beat themselves in that game. The Saints game was a disaster. And then they came back and played a weak New York Giants team and didn't look too good doing it. And they're still number one in the NFL. I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, and have the best winning record in the NFL. They have a bye week, so they'll play next week against, we don't know who yet, maybe the 49ers. And every team that goes in the NFC conference will have to go through Philadelphia unless somebody beats Philadelphia in the first game.
Right.
Which, you know, knowing the history of Philadelphia, you know what I mean, Cornell? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited yet. You know what I'm saying? Don't break open the champagne yet.
Please.
I hope they do well. I hope they do well.
I hope so, too, but the Philadelphia Jinx.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But anyway, I'm thinking the getting along here. I think Vikings beat the Giants somewhere around 27-30 points for the Vikings and about 17-20 for the Giants, somewhere in there. That's what I'm thinking. And Ravens Bagels. I call them the Bagels, by the way, the Cincinnati Bagels. I made them Jewish. Well, don't throw. I'm warning you, Harold. Don't hit me so hard. Next time,
I can just hear somebody betting. What's the spread?
Hey,
the spread on them.
Delicious. I love Raisin Bagels with cream cheese.
So
oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
With me too. With some coffee. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Bagels are awesome. I like I like the cinnamon ones, but I also like
definitely.
They do like onion and chive. Oh my goodness, that is just delicious, absolutely delicious. You guys are like, really, onion and chive?
I love onion and chive. I love it. I'm serious. I do. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, yeah, another one of my favorites.
I want to ask you guys a question, just for both of you guys.
Yeah.
What is your favorite coffee, with cream or just straight black?
Oh, no. Cream. Definitely. I can't drink it black. It's a bit too harsh for me. Very strong in flavor, and that probably knocked me off my feet a little. How about you, Andy?
I like it with coconut milk creamer.
Ooh, nice.
Trader Joe's. Yeah, coconut milk creamer. I don't even do any regular. I can't, you know, we even had milk. I went from regular milk to almond milk for quite a while.
And then
went away from milk altogether. Just don't have any milk whatsoever. Just coffee creamers in the fridge, and they are coconut creamers. And if I can't, if we're too low, or if we don't have any, I just drink it black. And that, you know, I don't drink a coffee black. I usually always had milk in it, you know, previously, or half and half or something like that. But I prefer coffee with just a little dash of creamer. You know, if I'm at Starbucks or something like that, and they just have half and half, or I take skim milk if I have to, I'll put skim milk in it, you know. Yep.
Nice.
Hey, but people still eat cereal?
No,
I
don't.
Eating cereal anymore, because I used to like Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
I love cereal. Seriously. Mm. I don't eat it as much as I used to, in all fairness. I had a bowl this morning, actually.
What kind?
We had, I think it was Kellogg's Crunch.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah. Like, it's got the honey flavor on the cornflakes with the nut on it. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
I love it. I like
raisin. Sorry, not crunchy nut. Honey nut. Honey nut.
Raisin Bran. Love Raisin Bran. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hear that's good. I mean, we've got our own variations in the UK, but I hear that's really good.
Okay. How about you, Andy? What's your favorite?
I used to like Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, yeah. They're nice.
Actually,
I used to like
it. Good for you.
Because, you know, I'd get up in the morning, you know, and I'd have my Frosted Mini Wheats.
It's going down very rapidly. Really rapidly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, so. It's a lot of fiber. Fibers start kicking in.
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Everybody seems, I mean, from what I've seen, and forgive me, guys, for saying this, but, like, if I'm seeing people in reality shows or on YouTube, everybody seems to go for the Fruit Loops. Is that right? Like, everybody loves the Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I'm like, wow.
Or Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks.
I hear... Apple Jacks are good, I hear. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm
Apple Jacks
what else
like.
Is.
I like Frosted Mini Wheats. I like. If I couldn't get them, what would I like? What would I get? I would get. I haven't had cereal in a long time. I don't eat breakfast at all anymore. It's been such a long time since I had anything in the morning to eat.
Wow.
I just have coffee, and that's all I have during the day. I mean, I have coffee, and it. I mean, what time? It's 15:41 here, so it's 10:04 in the afternoon here in California, and I haven't had anything to eat all day long. Nothing.
Oh, Andy.
Andy, when you tear up some food, don't you?
Yeah, when I sit down to eat, man, when I'm sitting down to eat, look out, you know, yeah. But I don't eat. I don't get hungry. I mean, I remember a girlfriend used to say, especially one I dated a while back. She started dating me, and we hang out together and all that stuff. And we ended up living together for a while, and she used to tell her friends, "Hey, you want to lose weight? Date Andy. He never eats."
Isn't coffee can be some sort of suppressant in terms of appetite?
Is it?
I think it is actually.
Caffeine is. I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why you don't.
It could
really
be.
Want to eat.
It could be. Yeah,
and also, you kind of got yourself, your body into a routine of, okay, this is what I'm feeding you. This is when I feed you, roughly. And so your body's like, oh, yeah, I know when to be hungry and I know, you know, when to not be hungry. And maybe that's it. I don't know.
Could
you're
be.
Unusual. You're very cool.
That's what my mom tells me.
You're the first person to say to me that you don't eat right today. Just drink coffee and then have one meal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's done your figure wonders.
I gotta maintain my girl's figure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, it's working, darling. It's working. Work it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Strike a pose. Work it.
Where's my mankini? Wait a minute. Where's that mankini?
Yeah. Go take a night.
Let me go find it. I know where it is. I do have it.
Oh, you still got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I keep it because, you know, I remember I made that bet that I wear it for a day if Trump won the election.
Yeah.
And my next thing is my next thing regarding Trump and the mankini. I can see him.
Trump and the mankini.
Oh my God! If he does not get somehow indicted by somebody, you know, and I'm starting to wonder here a little bit. I'm gonna try to get that, you know, blow the dust off that Mankini because I don't know, man.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
What is happening with him? Any news? Any updates?
Well, the Trump Organization has to pay $1.6 million fine for fraud, tax fraud in New York.
Is that it?
But. No, that doesn't matter, though. The guy scammed $250 million from supporters towards the campaign, but he uses that to support his defenses and all his legal issues. Huh. What a grifter. What a scam artist. So what's it to him? I just raised 250 million people from my disciples, $250 million from my disciples. So here's $1.6 million. Here, take it. I don't care. It's like you and I taking a little bit of change out of our front pocket. Oh, guess what else happens today?
What's that?
Almost $1 billion, millions, lucky millions, whatever it's called, lottery, which I have some tickets for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's today. That's today.
Oh, what else? Wow.
So also, you know, the some classified documents, less than a dozen, were found in various Biden offices. And I feel, you know, my God, you know, but here, some were found in a, in his office, and his own aides found them. It wasn't like, you know, and reported that to the National Archives indirectly, and they returned them to the National Archives, knowing that he should not have them. They realized he shouldn't have them. So, whoops, somehow this got packed, and they're here. They shouldn't have them, and they sent them back. Boom, sorry, you know. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
If they were to look at all the former officials who were not supposed to or not allowed to have classified top secret documents, in some cases even see them, even look at them, would be a crime. You would probably have to go back through history for many, many, many presidents that inadvertently, you know, they're packing, they have people packing their offices, the guy has a box here, a file there, whatever, a bunch of other shit, they pack it, they take it, and I'm sure, I would gamble on it. Again, I'm not a gambling person, I would bet that if you were to investigate, you know, all the offices and houses and whatever else of presidents going way back, you'd find a file or two of some documents that they're not supposed to have. What makes the Donald Trump situation so horrific compared to Joe Biden's is that he again lied about having them and refused to turn them over.
Yeah.
And when he did turn them over, he said he turned them all over and told his attorneys to report that to the DOJ that they were turned over, and he knew that they weren't, and they went and they said, no, you've got we there's somebody in there that told us you've got some more documents, and that's what the FBI raid, because he told them we didn't have any more, turned over everything to you, there's nothing else here. And when they discovered the documents, Trump went on to say, these are mine, not yours. Some were marked, and there's over 325 documents packed in boxes. Some of the folders that they found are empty. In other words, the contents of some of these top secret classified documents are floating somewhere. They're vanished.
Yeah.
They've got the folders with nothing in them. Right?
Interesting.
So, Joe Biden. All right, now I'm not vindicating Joe Biden. It was a mistake. He's not supposed to have these documents. All right? The timing couldn't have been worse. Right? Now the Republican extremist broadcasters are out there saying, why are they going to do an FBI raid on his house to see what else he has? And da 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 da. It's a completely different situation, folks. And of course, you give them anything they can bite upon, they're going to drill it to death. They're going to just beat it to death. They're going to absolutely, I don't know, Biden, classified documents, see. Are the FBI going to raid him? Are we going to indict him? Da da da. Biden never lied about it. Not once.
Yeah.
They found them, they turned them over right away. Bam, ding, dong, sorry. And these things happen. And if Donald Trump had some documents, I don't know about 325 of them, but if Donald Trump had some documents and was honest and forthright about having them, hey, these were on the truck. They went to my Florida home. They weren't supposed to. Bam. Call them up. Go through the channels to get to the National Archives like Joe Biden's people did and return them. He denied having them. And then when he found that he had them, he lied. And then furthermore, he went to say, these are mine, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you possibly compare that to finding classified documents that Joe Biden should not have had? You know, should not have had them, right? But his own aides and attorneys would have found them. His own folks found them and said, whoops, we have these. We're not supposed to. And also, this was done in November, by the way, before the, you know, during the time or before the elections, the midterms. And I guess, you know, people are wondering, well, why didn't they report it then? Is it because the midterms? And here's what's happening right now. Joe Biden's popularity is increasing steadily here in the United States. Gas prices are coming down. Jobs created over 250,000 jobs in December, right? The economy is getting better. Gas prices are coming down. And his popularity is going up. And
yeah.
In fact, if he runs again, it won't be a Biden-Trump. I think Trump is gone. You know, he's trying to say, I'm running for president. Goodbye. See you. Who said that? Who said that? Who's running for president? Is that your little voice somewhere? But I think if we're not going to have a rematch of Biden-Trump because Biden will win. If Biden does not run, I think there's a population of the country which would love to see Kamala. What's her name? Kamala?
Thank you very much. Wow, we have some big ones today.
What? Knocker.
Thank you very much. Wow, we have some big ones today.
What? Knocker. Yes, there's plenty of those around, let me tell you. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But anyway,
it's actually quite refreshing not seeing him in the headlines so much.
I know.
Because
he was everywhere
for the longest time.
He's got so many legal issues right now that he's got to contend with.
Yeah.
So, and he's losing, you know, Supreme Court, all the, you know, he knows how to work the system, how to put wrenches in every indication of a lawsuit against him. He'll find a way to throw a wrench in it. Not that it'll stop it, but it slows it up. It stalls it. And even in the issues he has facing him now, was hoping for a large red wave, which never happened, that would precipitate the halting of any Democratic, so to speak, investigative matter against Trump, because that's what GOP does. He was hoping, we'll stall everything till the midterms, then everything's going to be thrown out anyway. Republicans will come and save the day. And Donald Trump will be squeaky clean. That didn't happen, and it's not going to happen. Donald Trump is not above the law. And I think he will be indicted. You know, his corporation was obviously already. As far as I'm concerned, they got a $1.6 million fine. Seems like, whoa, but to him it's a hand slap. He raised $250 million, which he scammed out of his disciples, his followers. You know, save America, keep America great. You know, send money to me. Let's keep America great.
I don't think anything can keep us great right now with the amount of attention that's on us.
Yeah, what's going on there? Yeah.
Oh, well, this thing with Prince Harry's blown up so huge.
Yeah.
It's everywhere you look, and everybody's talking about it. Everybody's forming a side, whether it's with Harry and Meghan or against them. And, you know, all our media sources are really putting Harry and Meghan through the grind at the moment because... You know, they're ripping into them for some of the things they said in their Netflix documentary, which I'm sure many people watched. Like Harry's book sold out phenomenally. It's like the record for that. The sales was impressive. And I admire him for being so open and vulnerable as he has book. And he knew what was at risk when he did those things. But he had to share exactly what he experienced for his own sanity, I think, more than anything else, and to allow people to see what's really been going on for him and the royals and things. But here, I don't know, the tension is very high. You know, the royals are trying not to bite back. They're doing what they always do and not say anything and comment. But we all know that they have their own press that they deal with, and you can't really control the national press here. And obviously that's one of Harry's big beefs with our national press. and how stories got leaked to the press about him and Meghan. And so there's major conflict between him and Charles at the moment, and his brother, of course. And information coming out like how William kind of knocked Harry down to the ground regarding all the incidents that went on behind closed doors regarding the situation with Meghan and everything like that. And, you know, like they're saying that Prince William was one of the biggest instigators of saying that it, Meghan wasn't a good choice for Harry and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I've swung backwards and forwards with the whole where I stand with it all. Like, I've mentioned so many times to you, Andy, that I try to sit on the fence. And sometimes it's hard when you've got the media blasting in your face so many strong opinions of celebrities and things that go on. And so it kind of makes you sway a little. And then I kind of think, well, hang on a minute. And then I watch something else and it kind of brings me back to the center or lean slightly the other way again. And it's a bit of a crazy one with him. And all I can say is I admire them both for everything they've done. But the kind of trouble that they're in and expecting it to be resolved the way they're hoping, I don't think it's going to happen that way for a while or at all.
This is the way it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've got the attention on us as well about the social media influencer, Andrew Tate, and everything that's been going on with him. I'm not sure if you know who he is, Andy. But he's this big social media guy who is quite misogynistic and is been made an example of it in schools and things like that here in the UK and in Ireland. And they're teaching students about Andrew Tate and the type of guy he is and using him as an example to be careful what you follow on YouTube and social media, because he's recently been arrested in Romania for human trafficking and rape.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and his father is American, his mother is British, and so he spent a lot of time here in the UK as well as the US. And he moved to Romania not that long ago to kind of get away from all the crap that was going down here towards him.
Well, so not like they're, you know, just starting.
Right.
Yeah. So him and his brother kind of like a kind of gangster in the way they come across. And kind of see themselves as gangsters of top G. And, you know, they're a major influence on teenagers, Andy, especially boys, young boys. And they look up to him because he smokes cigars, he's got all these fancy cars, you know, things like that. So spotlight's on us with that as well, because, of course, the British connection. And, so it's interesting watching these two big things play out. But it's funny how Andrew Tate blew up all over or the media at the same time as this Harry thing going on. So it's almost taking direction away from the Harry scandal and pointed it in a new direction. And people are judging our police force over here for not doing something sooner regarding the human trafficking and rape issues. But
I think you might believe me.
I think so.
Our police force here in the UK, We kind of don't just dive into things without having enough evidence. Some countries, they're all over it and they don't care. They'll take
you in. Are you talking about America? Are you talking about America?
What?
Are you talking about America?
Yeah. No.
Some countries dive in, you know. Yeah.
No, they do. Some countries, yeah.
So I don't understand. So what's the big thing about Harry and Marty? What's her name?
Meghan.
What's her name? Meghan.
What is the big thing? Well, Harry's gone through a lot of healing. You know, he's had counselling and things like that, regarding the loss of his mother, because he talks a lot about her in his book and in the documentary too. And it's taken him a long time to get over the fact that she's gone. When he was younger and she passed, he was telling himself that she was just hiding somewhere, couldn't accept the fact that she'd actually died. And so he's been carrying that kind of trauma around for him for a long, long time, and living in the suppression of the royal family. Well, I say the royal family, I mean in terms of how they operate the system within the royal family. Being very suppressed within that system didn't really give him a chance to grieve or allow him to explore what he was feeling about it all until he met Meghan. And Meghan kind of brought everything out. He met the love of his life. He thought he could be himself. and mm-hmm. saw a whole new world stepping outside of it. So so right now there's a lot of irons in the fire, and they're all pointing towards mm-hmm. Harry from the UK. A lot of people here are really pissed with him.
Yeah.
Telling him, you know, just stay over in the US, we don't want to know. And there's also a majority of people that like defending them all the way. So
you know what I don't get is the existence today, 2023.
Yeah.
Of the royalty in the UK is symbolic ceremonial. I mean, it really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful they're there. It's wonderful, but you know, you have a prime minister, you have a parliament, and the whole thing, and similar to what you have, the president of the House and Congress here, and that's what makes the world go around there, and all of this focus and attention. Let these people live their lives. Just back off. Just let them live. Let them do what they want to do, and let them be happy and effective and true to each other and whatever else turns them on in life. Let them do it in peace and in privacy and let them live, please. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I guess that's what many people, I'm sure that's what they wish to. I don't know. It's crazy. How's Queen Harry doing? Queen Charles? Queen...
I dread to think how Charles is doing, to be fair, with everything that's going on with Harry. But, he seems to be settling in his role really well. People have really accepted him and shown their adoration towards him. And he's got his coronation coming up. I'm not sure when it is. I'm eager to find out. Mm-hmm. That should be good to watch. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be nationally televised, internationally televised.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, one more thing I want to get bring up just real quick before I know we got to go in a minute here. I hate to keep going back to this. I hate to, believe me, but just I can't help it. It keeps coming up, and I keep getting flashes, and you know, it is what it is, as our own Donald Trump person says on the show. Way back when. 1700s, when the Constitution was initially drafted, they were very keenly aware of the potential threat as the United States forged ahead of the potential influence of foreign governments and entities to this country and to those who would hold office in this country, right? So they wrote annulments clause, which would prohibit anyone holding such a position of trust in elected office and so forth with United States government. They would not be allowed to receive any type of benefit, annulments, money, profits, you know, any benefit, gifts, whatever, from any foreign state whatsoever. Okay, that is law in the United States. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 2015-16 when Trump was running for president and became president. His tax returns, which have, hence as we all might or might not know, have been turned over to Congress into various committees for examination. 6 years worth of tax returns. They found all these things that he should not have done. I'm not getting into that right now. But anyway, one of the major things in his tax returns that shows he was a bigger risk in terms of the annulments clause than anybody ever realized or was told.
Right.
If Congress knew about Trump's foreign bank accounts, they could have very well looked into them at the time. Because this guy had bank accounts all over the fucking world. In China. I mean, all different places in Europe. I mean, in China specifically. Where he was actually making money while he was in office on these accounts. He still... Trump Organization, that's what he does. That's, you know, he was making money from these accounts while in office, and this was never brought up when he was running or became president, because I think if it was at the time, he probably would have disqualified him from running or made him do whatever. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm not a constitutional attorney for that. You know, what do I know? Right? But anyway, still, I don't think it was appropriate, and I certainly wasn't legal. But, you know, he was president. He's not now. And you elected, blah, blah, blah. And here we are sitting still talking to about him. Jesus Christ. Imagine what would we talk if we talked about Barack Obama for this long after he got out of office, or George Bush, or Richard Nixon, or Gerald Ford, or John Kennedy, or Harry Truman. I mean, you couldn't have conversations this long after they got out of office and keep it fresh. I mean, you couldn't do it. I just think it was such a tragedy that this guy ever got elected. An absolute tragedy what this guy did to this country. You know, and many people are defining what we're going through now is somewhat type of more intellectual type of civil war. We're not fighting with guns, but we're fighting with hate and, you know, Trumpism and Keep America Great Again and, you know, taking over the Capitol and, you know, you got to fight or we're not going to have a democracy anymore. You got to fight. Fight like mad. Got to fight like mad. We're not going to have a country anymore. Get the fuck off this stage, you idiot, you imbecile Trump. Anyway. Go away. You know. Anyway, I guess we're about done. And usually our Friday show, we tend to get a little crazier, a little funny, and kind of ended up more, you know, I'm glad we got around to doing news today and catching people up to speed. Because we actually, our last two shows, we've gotten away from it, which is fine with me. And the NFL playoffs are this weekend, and that is big time here in the United States. The NFL playoffs are huge here. So I'm glad we got to spend some time on it, and you got to hear Andy's picks. And let's see how – and I know Amanda made notes for Monday's show. She'll probably tell me how I did. Right, Amanda? Right? No.
Yeah. I got one of those non-photographic memories where I
absorb
everything and then forget later.
Exactly. Yeah. So we finished off Wednesday's program with a song of mine. And what we didn't mention today was Elvis died. What am I saying?
Oh, yeah, poor Lisa Marie. Bless
her. Lisa, I almost said Priscilla. No, Lisa, I'll get there, Andy. Jesus Christ. Lisa Marie Presley. When she got rushed to the hospital, she went to cardiac arrest. You know, had a heart attack and at 54 years old was found in her bedroom. And her former president. Oh, my God, it is Friday. Thank God. All right, her former husband, McClogue, I forget how you pronounce his name, they're very good friends, and he lives in the guest house on her property, and he gave her CPR until EMP arrived, and they continued with CPR. They brought her to the hospital and put her in a induced coma, tried to rehabilitate her heart, and things didn't work out favorably, obviously, and she died at the age of 54. Well, and when I heard she got rushed to the hospital before I got the news that she died, I remembered she did an interview on what program? Not 60 Minutes, the other one. Anyway, she did an interview with Michael Jackson when they got they're very candid when Michael was accused of molesting children and was this a political marriage to take the heat off Michael Jackson and da 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 and they. Did this candid interview when they were asked, it was candidly a lot about their intimate life and it was a PR marriage and obviously it didn't last and she went on to marry folks like Nicolas Cage and Klogue, whatever his name is. What a life.
Yeah.
And just the night before she was at the Golden Globe Awards.
In
honor of the movie. I want to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet. All about Elvis. I forget what it's called. Is it called Elvis? You know what I'm talking about.
I do know. I just can't remember the title either, but I'm sure it's got Elvis in the title.
but she is a shame. Yeah. 54, so young. I mean, that's a kid today. 54, it's kid.
I know. And her father was only, 46,
I think. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it's a heart situation again, isn't it? Her father was a heart, and now her.
It is tough because even the population today thinks
8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But it's a damn shame. And I see her on TV. I saw her at the Golden Globes. I saw the video of it of her being at the Golden Globes and. The next day she's going to be dead. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, God, what so young. I mean, it happens. I've known people who were in the 40s died. A good friend of mine, really good friend of mine, died of hepatitis at 39. He was two kidney transplants. Such a funny guy named Brendan Mailey. He's absolutely funny as shit. Amanda, you love this guy. Everybody, he had great parties because people he introduced, like people you become friends with, Brendan, and then he introduces those friends to other friends, and he introduces those friends to other friends, and the network gets bigger and bigger, and everybody knows each other. Brendan's in the center of this whole thing, you know. An attorney. Very, very funny. And a real quick story. I just remember when I was first starting my music career as a solo artist, I really wasn't much. I still say, I can't believe they pay me to sing. But anyway, I wasn't really a singer. I was known for my guitar work. And I was very shy about my singing. So yeah. I didn't really turn my singing up too much. And, over the years, I even took some coaching and it got better and made records and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, then, and even sometimes now, I was very, should I sing this song? Do I get away with this? But and Brendan would come up to the microphone and sing like Brown Eyed Girl, you know.
Oh, really?
And sing some Van Morrison stuff with me. I play guitar and he just put the mic and sing. And I said, Brendan, you got to do this. We got to get a band. Imagine what you can do if we had a whole band together in 5 years from now. And he'd look at me and he'd say, Andy, I'm not going to be here in 5 years. Said, of course you're going to be here. What do you mean not going to be here? You know, because he had kidney disease, two transplants. The second transplant was a kidney donated by his mother, who had hepatitis, gave the hepatitis to Brendan, and that is what he eventually died of.
Oh, no. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, this guy had these amazing, he bought a great house outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, had these amazing parties with all these friends I'm telling you about, all these different groups of people that would all get to meet each other and all hang out, all became friends. It was a whole amazing Brendan Mailey network of friends, and his death at 39 years old.
Wow. You know?
And
so
we were such good friends. And he knew Sue. I was dating my wife at the time. I knew my girlfriends before. I mean, I've known Brendan for a really long time. And I sometimes think that, God, he never got to meet my kids. They would have loved him. He would have loved them. You know, just one of those things, you know, just 39 years old. But as you're saying, people die in their 40s and their 50s, and this happens to be a celebrity who died at 54. Oh, my God, 54. But, you know, everybody, in my opinion, is a celebrity in their own right. You know, I mean, so somebody's in the movies and somebody's on TV or on the radio or plays guitar for a living, has records out, and you look the name up. Oh, my God, you know. I don't care if somebody is unemployed, a homemaker, a school teacher, a doctor, lawyer, a dentist, and blah, 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 accountant, bookkeeper, whatever else, you know, a studio engineer, a pilot, a bus driver, truck driver, whatever. You're a celebrity. You're a star. You know, you get up in the morning, you go to work, and you make a difference in people's lives because of what you do. You're a star. And if you're not on TV, so the fuck what? You know, you're still a star.
Yeah.
So it's no less tragic for somebody who shovels whatever or sweeps a sidewalk or drives cleans the ice skating rink between sessions for ice skaters for a living, and they die at 45. Somebody dying at 54 is no more or less tragic than that death. It's all tragic. It's all tragic.
It is, and we're all worthy of that status of star, like you said.
Yep.
You know, everyone's there's no one above the other. Even though the world portrays that, unfortunately.
But what I figured we'd do, because this is the Friday's Andy Friday show. You know, those Andy early on, we had that guy, what was his name, a call with the ice cream maker?
Ike
called. He was a riot. You got to get him back on the show again. He's great. But we got to get out of here. And it is the Friday show. And we know what used to be a tradition on the Friday show, from way back when. In honor of Elvis, Lisa Marie, or Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
I'll be so blue.
Be with me.
Just
thank you.
I'm
going to
sing right now.
Thank you. Elvis.
Christmas tree.
Oh, shit. or he was, the starting book of decoration, starting book, the season's getting earlier and earlier and earlier every year, and starting to see Christmas decorations in January, next week. I don't know. How do we get this out of here?
You may do when I'm with your Christmas.
You
did
you.
But have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Did you? All right, we don't have to say much. Sure, we should do.
I need them.
I think what we should do is...
I wish somebody would shut him the fuck up.
I just did that for you. Wow.
God, no respect.
That was harsh.
It was harsh. You know what I'm telling you? You know, try to get the callers to call on the show. We do like callers.
Well,
I think in all seriousness, that was... Elvis and never enough Elvis, you know what I mean? But I think out of respect to Elvis Presley family, Lisa Marie and what's her name? Priscilla. I'm sorry, not Quasi.
I thought you was going with Quasimodo then. I was like, what?
Respect to Quasimodo.
I don't know where this is going.
it's a
catastrophe.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Ruth. Yes. But we should go back to Elvis and finish out our show with some Elvis like we used to. I used to bother the hell out of everybody on our show with this, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm not even going to say what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is.
I think I do, and I'm going to mute.
You know what it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Elvis.
Oh, my goodness. The amount of times I've heard this in 2 years.
Why don't you get us out of here? I'll boost up the track a little bit. And it's been a long time since we've had this song used to play all the time on a Friday show. Because it's Elvis. Elvis had a horrible death in the family. Again, tragic. Too young.
Yes.
A shame. Everything I read and hear about her is an amazing human being, and just too bad, too shame. But anyway, get us out of here, Amanda. We'll see you pretty Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're around the world. We are 3 p.m. in California. We're 6 p.m. in New York. We're 11 p.m. in the U.K. And thank you for joining us, Amanda. Get us out of town. We'll see you pretty Monday. Have a safe weekend, folks. Go Chargers. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So on behalf of my amazing co-host, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you to you, the special listeners, for joining in, always supporting us and sticking with us. We hope you join us again on Monday. Have an amazing weekend and enjoy some Elvis. And rest in peace, Lisa Marie, you awesome individual, beautiful soul.
Why can't you see what you do?